Welcome to this portion of Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Claire Lopez. She's the Vice President for Research and Analysis at the Center for Security Policy. Frank Gaffney is the founder of that group. She's an expert on Iran, Hezbollah, and the red-green axis for understanding the threat. Also, she's been a guest lecturer at Georgetown on the subject of counterterrorism, national defense, and international relations. And I believe she's actually formerly with the CIA as well. Claire Lopez, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate being on with you.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we could focus on for a few moments at least is an article that you were all touting at the Center for Security Policy called What Could Possibly Go Wrong? And if I understand things correctly, there was an Iraqi nuclear physicist who was known as the father of Iraq's nuclear weapons program, and somehow he got permission for a 35-year lease involving some containers in a certain part of Florida. Tell us about that.
Right. So what happened here is that a company called Gulftainer is co-owned by the Emir of Sharjah, one of the United Arab Emirates, and the family, specifically the brother of Saddam Hussein's nuclear mastermind, whose name is Dr. Jafar Dia Jafar. Now, this company, Gulftainer, furthermore, is in a joint venture with the Russian company that makes and markets what's called the Club K car. It is an intermodal container, the kind that you see on ships. They can also go on trains tractor trailers, trucks.
Yeah.
So they've got that joint venture between the Russian company and Gulftainer. And what happened is that in 2014, that's now 4 years ago, as we're speaking, that company, Gulftainer, with those connections, was allowed to have a 35-year lease on the container facilities at Port Canaveral, Florida. Since that time, and we can get to this as well, Gulftainer has been approved by the state of Delaware for a 50-year lease on the entire port of Wilmington, Delaware. This all went by an organization named CFIUS, that is Committee for the Committee on CFIUS, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which is a multi-agency organization supposed to review potential leases or purchases by foreign entities like these. When there's a national security angle to them. But CFIUS completely and totally fell down on the job during the Obama administration. Both of these deals, but now the Delaware one is under the Trump administration, apparently have gone right by CFIUS without the proper review.
Okay, so help us to understand here. Is there a danger to us, a threat to us? Again, using your own words, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, let's think about this. We've got a company co-owned by, first of all, a Middle East emir, the Emir of Sharjah, and the guy, Dr. Jafar, who designed a miniaturized nuclear warhead for Saddam Hussein. No indication, by the way, that was ever built under Saddam Hussein, but that very same model, the miniaturized nuclear warhead, nicknamed the beach ball because that's kind of what it looks like, may be seen in more recent photographs, 2017, that is last year, for example, with Kim Jong-un, the ruler of North Korea, when he posed with some of his top officials and either a mock-up or a model of something that looks just like the beach ball. Number two, you may recall that earlier this year, some weeks ago only really, Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, gave a YouTube presentation after about seizing the Israeli intelligence service seizing the archives of the Iranian clandestine intelligence the clandestine nuclear weapons program. And during that presentation, Prime Minister Netanyahu showed diagrams and pictures obtained among the document cache that the Mossad was able to steal out of the middle of Tehran back in January of 2017. And among those diagrams was a diagram of the beach ball, in this case showing what Prime Minister Netanyahu was trying to illustrate, the multi-point explosives that would be used to set off the implosion sequence of such a warhead. So what do we know from this? We know from this that Saddam Hussein's senior top nuclear physicist bomb maker designed a miniaturized nuclear warhead that looks like it works. Although Saddam probably never built it, it does look like North Korea did, and perhaps Iran has too. Now, that man, Dr. Ziya Jafar, is among a family of brothers who co-own Gulftainer. And Gulftainer is now in also a joint venture with the Russian company that makes and models, markets the Club K container. So what do you have? You have a company with these connections, Iraq, Saddam, nuclear warheads, Iran now, of course, because Iran basically dominates Baghdad, in conjunction with the Russian company that makes this Club K car, which is a container, as we've said, but it's disguised to look like a container, and inside of it, as a lid may pop off on a signal, remote signal, inside are four cruise missiles that may be tipped with anything from a conventional warhead to a nuclear one, an EMP one, chemical or biological weapon warhead. So that's the set of facts that we have, and that CFIUS completely blew off in terms of the required national security investigation. That conglomeration already has control for 4 years of Port Canaveral, Florida. We have no idea what has come through that port and the container facilities that Gulftainer controls there.
And what's the other that other
to trains and to trucks, and the other port
is in Delaware,
which in April this year, 2018, just received the state of Delaware, its assembly, its national or its state assembly legislature approval for a 50-year lease to control not just the container facilities through which millions of containers will pass in any month, never mind year, but the entire port of Wilmington, Delaware. So that's what we're looking at.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Saddam Hussein, no, I'm sorry, not Saddam Hussein. When Osama bin Laden was a part of a very large family, I forgot the number of children in the family of his origin. I think it was maybe even in the 50s, like 53 children or something like that. And he was viewed as the black sheep of the family. And many of those family members had the reputation generally of, you know, these were upstanding business people, businessmen of Saudi Arabia. And Osama bin Laden, you know, broke the mold. Is it possible that this doctor, Dr. Ziya Jafar, who is, you know, has this larger family or whatever, that Dr. Jafar getting into nuclear weapons or trying to, you know, under Saddam Hussein, that he is a black sheep of the family and not represented? I'm just trying to, you know, ask about this. This
well,
is all
me,
new to
let
me.
Let me put the question to the listeners. Would you like to take that chance?
No. No, I wouldn't. And I don't understand how the government failed us on this. I can see it with the Obama administration because he did seem to have a soft spot towards things Islamic. With Trump, he's been very strong about that generally. So I'm surprised that this would happen under his administration, the recent development.
I think it's simply in the case of the Trump administration now and Delaware, the state of Delaware with Gulftainer, looking to get that approval for the Port of Wilmington. I think it simply hasn't been brought to their attention urgently enough, although not for lack of trying. The two wonderful investigative reporters for this story, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones,
mm-hmm.
And we, frankly, here at the Center for Security Policy, have tried our best to get this story out into the attention of media and government alike. I mean, we have given this story to any number of top media people, Tucker Carlson, Sarah Carter, Bill Gertz, Adam Credo, Mark Levin. Not a single one has indicated the slightest interest in following up on it. We've also brought this to the attention of transportation committees in the House of Representatives where to date, very little response or interest has been evident. So it's really hard to understand why the urgency of at least investigating this is not more evident.
Okay, so basically what your fear would be is that, in effect, some bad guys may be getting an entry into the United States for some bad purposes through, you know, one of our major ports at Port Canaveral.
Port Canaveral, Port of Wilmington. Gulftainer is now seeking access to at least 36 and more other U.S. ports, including Galveston, Texas, and Oakland, California. So, yes, the concern is that among the millions upon millions of absolutely identical looking, except for the names on them, containers that come off of ships into U.S. ports every single day of the year, a minuscule fraction of which can ever be inspected or investigated either abroad before they're shipped to the U.S. or upon entry into the United States. Teeny tiny fraction can ever be investigated. Millions coming in every day. And the disguise of a Club K car with the four cruise missiles inside, lying dormant, essentially, no indicator of what's inside until it's activated by remote signal, could slip in very easily. And then, as we've said, because these containers are called they're intermodal, which means take them off a ship, put them on top of a rail car, or put them on top of the back of a tractor-trailer truck, you know, they can be in the middle of the country. They could be all over the country. And we don't have any United States military defense against a missile that could be launched from inside the country. We have some missile radar defense and ballistic missile defense against that threat coming from the outside, primarily the north and the west of the country. By the way, the south is completely unprotected, and so is the Atlantic coast against there are no land-based radar or missile defense forces on the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic, but certainly the interior of the country has no way to deal with a missile should it ever be launched out of a Club K that somehow got to Kansas City. There's no way whatsoever we would ever have of countering that.
You know, the tragedy, I guess this is, and we're basically out of time, but I think this is the tragedy of dealing with Muslims in the sense that sometimes you have some bad actors. And I guess somebody could turn around and say, well, you got the same thing and with other communities as well. But you know, there is a problem with terrorism. How about a 10-second thought as a concluding thought, and I'll give your website too, centerforsecuritypolicy.org. 10 seconds, please.
Yes. Also, by the way, if you want a shorter website, securefreedom.org, I think this is a very drastic, a critical national security threat. If it were coming from any place on container traffic, we would want to take a look at it. Please petition Congress, hold hearings about CFIUS and the job that it is not doing, and specifically, please urge your representatives in Congress, senators and House alike, to hold hearings and look into the functioning of CFIUS, Committee for the Committee for on Foreign Investment in the United States, and its failure in national security reviewing of the Gulf-Tainer deals.
Okay, Claire Lopez, thanks so much for being with us. Okay, all the
best.
Thank you. Sure, bye-bye.